Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So what do you do if you're getting remarried and not all the kids want to go to your wedding? I can see how you could be conflicted.
A little bit. So my friend's ex-husband is getting remarried and only one of the three kids wants to attend the wedding.
Ooh.
And she doesn't know what her role is as mom and as ex-wife and if she should encourage them to go to the wedding, force them to go to the wedding, or let them make their own decisions.
That's a friend of yours.
Yes.
Okay, Deets.
All right, so as far as the kids' ages go, we're talking about in between the ages of 9 and 14, okay? And one of the kids wants to attend, and the other two have no desire to whatsoever. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of the relationship, okay? Their relationship with their father. But that this is the decision that they have made. My friend has been very good about trying to mind her P's and Q's when it comes to speaking of about him, because that is the father of her children.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely been some issues between the two of them, but her priority has always, will always be the kids and their well-being. So here we are. Fast forward, divorce has been finalized for a couple of years now. And he is getting remarried. And one of the kids is very excited. And the other two, not so much. And they don't want to attend.
And you can't define the relationship with the two kids that don't want to go to the wedding. You'd rather not.
I would rather not.
Okay.
Because
That plays a part in it.
I know
for
it plays
sure.
a part in it. But here's the deal. They don't want to go for a reason.
Mm. Like, so it's not that they're feeling conflicted about loyalties.
No.
It's personal.
It has everything to do with their relationship with their father.
Right.
Okay. Not going to go into the deets, but, and it's nothing like we're not talking abuse or anything like that. Like obviously I wouldn't have even brought this to the table if it was something that extreme. They just don't have the best relationship. So my friend, she doesn't know if she should let the kids make this decision on their own. I mean, they're all minors, okay? Because we're talking about 14 and younger. If she should let them make the decision on their own,
damn.
Or if she should, like, you're going to regret not being there, you should go. And he's of the mindset, if they want to be there, great. If they don't, they don't.
Mm. Wow. Well, that speaks volumes. Dang, I'm so conflicted with some kind of advice here. Because I feel like I felt this from a couple of different angles. A, he's earned the relationship that he has with those kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't happen overnight. So they have feelings based on the relationship that he's earned.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're ambivalent about going because of their relationship, he's earned that. And as the adult, you got to embrace that. But also as the co-parent, I would want to advise him, like, I wouldn't want to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would hear him out. And I would suggest that they go, not knowing the details, though. You just never want to talk crap about your co-parent, ever, 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 ever. And if she hasn't done that and they've made this decision by themselves, I would still suggest that they go, but not demand that they go.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was at with it. I it's tough, but I would suggest it. I would feel like as the co-parent, I should at least do that much and be genuine in my suggestion, but I wouldn't force them. I remember being a kid and being forced to go places I didn't want to go, and my parents kind of looked at it like, oh, you don't know any better, you're a kid. But as that kid, I felt like I did know better, and I knew that I didn't want to go, and I knew why I didn't want to go. So I wouldn't force it upon them.
Mm-hmm.
I would just suggest it and let the cards play as they will.
I don't see any reason to force them to go. Because the only reason I was going to advocate for them to go is, I mean, this is kind of an adult decision to take a step back from going to your dad's wedding. And so I would say that involves some kind of adult response. So I was going to suggest that the kids, if they don't want to go, they should tell their dad why not. But if the dad is indifferent about them being there,
right,
and they don't want to go, then really, like, who's winning here? You know what I mean? It just seems like they would be getting forced to go for the principle of it.
If the dad is indifferent about his own kids being at his wedding, it speaks volumes of the way that he's parented those kids.
You said it.
Okay. Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert. Good morning. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I'm with everyone else in the show. I wouldn't make them go. The two that don't want to go, I wouldn't make them go. Because if she does make them go or the dad makes them go, you're then essentially teaching them to people please. And that's not the road to travel down.
That's a great
And
point.
I would also tell the mom to also let the two know who don't want to go. Don't be upset with the one who does want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Yep.
Don't be upset with the two that don't want to go. They are dealing with it how they choose to, and there's no right or wrong way with how they deal with however their parents' marriage dissolved or whatever happened. Everyone has a right to the way they deal with it. No one's right or wrong.
Thank you for that.
That's great advice, Nicole. Thank you for calling. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
The Bert Show.